101. Wild Thang. The Greatest Man here, that's the Trogs. It's 13 minutes before 9 o'clock. We're perking and working and having a ball. B-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b- the grease here. I'm grinning all the time. You know, because, you know, when you're in the ball stock business, you don't really have tragedy. You don't have heartbreak. You don't have, you know, because it's a fun kind of thing, playing the platters, listening to all the great rock and roll, going to the back of the rack. But when I was a medical man, and I held life in my hands, when I'd massage a heart, reach into someone's chest cavity, I knew the meaning of power. Every day I'd walk into the OR, throw my arms skyward and scream, "These hands have been touched by God!" I was chief of surgery at Blaumann General for many years, considered a trendsetter. I had pioneered chainsaw surgery and added a number of innovations to Blaumann General that had me kind of like, well, I don't mind saying, talked about in medical circles. That's why I perked up my eyebrows when Dr. Blaznalis, who was the chief of relations and actually the head of the whole hospital, came running into my office and said, "Dr. Grisfidelli, those two Russian doctors are here for a conference." I said, "Do you mean Ivan Yurkunov?" He said, "Yes, Ivan Yurkunov and his assistant, Dr. Kachakakov, are here from Russia. And they'd like to talk with you. They'd like to assist on an operation." I said, "Great!" He said, "Don't mind the KGB." I said, "The KGB?" He said, "Yeah, do you think Russia is going to let the famous Dr. Kachakakov out of the country without a KGB escort?" And of course, Dr. Yurkunov is there to say, "Well, I mean, if these guys, anything," I said, "I ought to say no more. We'll just make believe the KGB is not around." So sure enough, we embraced in the hallway. "Dr. Kachakakov, how you been?" And he said, "Hey, please, I am to see you." I said, "Yeah, right. Dr. Yurkunov, good to see you. It's great. I'm glad you're here. I got a bilateral laparotomy on deck. You want to see that? Or doing some bypass surgery? You name it and claim it. It's yours." So they scrubbed up, and all the while we were gearing up and I was talking to them, I could see the ominous gaze of the KGB. Well, we walked into the operating room and the KGB stood outside with their hands folded. And the operation began. I said, "Dr. Kachakakov, I tell you what, I wouldn't mind assisting you." He said, "I don't want to do operation." He threw down his scalpel. He ran to the window. He opened the window. And stood there on the ledge 15 stories above the ground. I said, "Come back." Dr. Blaznalis came running in and said, "What's going on here?" I said, "Dr. Kachakakov just ran out on the ledge here." Dr. Kachakakov said, "I want asylum. I will not go back to Russia. I would rather jump from this ledge and die than to live in chains in Russia." Dr. Blaznalis took me aside and said, "By all means, we'll give him asylum. We'll call this operating room asylum. We won't let the KGB in here. They're not scrubbed up, first of all. And second of all, we'd love to have him on staff. You wouldn't mind giving him your office, would you? I mean, we could make him the new chief of surgery. I mean, this man is a genius. This man is a god. You don't mind playing second fiddle, do you? Second fiddle to that kind of greatness." I said, "If you don't mind, I'm going to run down to your office, get your pictures off the desk and everything, and set it up real nice for him. We'll get them all squared away. And you don't mind giving some of your cases to him. I know it's going to cut into your income substantially. But, I mean, the chance to have Dr. Kachakakov in Blaumann General is just unheard of. And I'm sure his assistant will come with him. So let him know that everything's okay, and I'll go ahead and make the arrangements down the hallway." Dr. Blaznalis ran and left the room, and I walked over to the window, stood there for a second, lit a Camel, and looked out the window. I said, "Hey, Kachakakov, just talked to Blaznalis." He said, "No way do we want any commie scumbags on this staff."
The Grease Man, DC 101.